You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. We have finally made it to the end of the work week. Now, granted, it didn't take nearly as long as it normally would. However, so glad to be on this side of the work week indeed. Thank you so much for joining me. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson, and you have now entered the morning buzz. And with a feel-good Friday, that can only really mean one thing. That means we've got fleet and family in the building. Please help me welcome Miss Robin Lundy, our work and family life coordinator, as well as Miss Kelsey Galinsey, our clinical services counseling. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you here in the studio. It's a little dark outside and a little moody. However, I feel like we're just going to have a really good time this morning. So before we move forward, can you tell us a little bit about what we're talking about this morning?
Good morning. The Fleet and Family Support Center team is here to promote the upcoming classes and talk about the plethora of opportunities and programs that Fleet and Family offers.
Oh, very good. And I'm looking forward to it as well. When I was going through the notes, I was like, man, Fleet and Family's always got something really amazing going on. So I'm kind of excited to get right into it. So for all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to stay tuned because you don't want to miss out on what's to come, especially in the month of April, because it promises to be a pretty amazing month. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Cigonell. And in case you forgot, that is a station serving you, America's best.
I just got a brand new car.
That was CNC Music Factory with Everybody Dance Now. We've got Fleet and Family in the building, Miss Robin Lundy, our Work and Family Life Coordinator, as well as Miss Kelsey Galinsky, Clinical Services and Counseling Rep. So I just want to get right into it because I know we've got so much information to pass along to our listeners. Very first topic, I want to know if you could tell us something about some upcoming Work and Family Life classes that are being offered within the next couple of months.
Good morning, Cigonell listeners. Robin Lundy with a helpful roundup from the Work and Family Life team. Over the next couple of months, really stretching into spring and early summer, we've got a fantastic lineup of classes and workshops. Everything from relocation help, job search skills for spouses, financial training, ombudsman preps, stress and communication workshops, and more. Most of the classes are open to active duty reserve spouses and sometimes civilians too. The majority of the classes need pre-registration, so reach out to your command career counselor or call Fleet and Family at DSN 624-4291. Let me run through the big ones. First, if you're getting ready to transition out of the Navy, the Transition Assistance Program, TAP, has sessions rolling pretty much every month. However, it is important to note that if interested, the service member must reach out to their command career counselor to determine eligibility. If eligible, the command career counselor will send the required paperwork to the Fleet and Family Life TAP coordinator. All TAP classes signups requests should come from the command career counselor. We offer the TAP 3-day core curriculum on a monthly basis, additional tracks in conjunction with the TAP core curriculum, such as the employment track, vocational track, boots to business track. The capstone is a month on my monthly basis. The VA benefits advisor is here monthly for a one-on-one help with earned benefits. If you're PCing in or out, we've got the relocation classes that run regularly. Revidentially mandatory if you're leaving, intercultural relations, half day in class, half day out, exploring Italian culture, sponsor training, basic Italian language, lots of practical sessions starting in April and going strong. And the 2-day spouse orientation where you get a full welcome culture that includes information about jobs, space, resources, tour, leadership, spouse, and ombudsman. The Family Employment Readiness Group will offer a combined navigating federal employment, effective resume writing, interview skills class throughout April, plus one-on-one coaching to overcome barriers from mobile lifestyle. And then we got life skills, which brings mind, body, mental fitness classes each month to strengthen mental fitness. Each module includes stress resilience, mindfulness, core values, flexibility, problem solving, and connection. Finally, personal finance management has a $1 million sailor class in June covering financial transition, command financial specialist training for E5 and above with over 6 years of service. That's a real quick rundown. Whether you're transitioning, moving here, job hunting, getting your finances squared away, stepping up as an ombudsman, or just wanting to handle stress and communication better, we got something for you. These programs are here to make your life a little easier, so don't sit on it. There's plenty of opportunities to prepare for the next chapter. Please take advantage of them. Reach out to your fleet and family, your career counselor. We are here to help.
Very good information. Thank you so much for that, Robin. And I really appreciate that. So what I would like to do is we'll take a quick break. We're going to head over to the music. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about a program that is being highlighted, especially on today. So you don't want to miss out on that. Here is Flo Rida with My House on 105.9.
Open up the champagne. What you want.
That was Pharrell Williams with Happy. DJ EJ again here. We've got Fleet and Family in the building, and so we've been talking a little bit about some programs and services that are being offered. And just before the break, we were talking about a very special program that's being highlighted today. So, Robin, can you tell us what program would you like to highlight today?
Good morning. Today, I want to shine a spotlight on the incredible resources right here on Fleet and Family Support Center, the Fleet and Family Employment Readiness Program, or FERP for short. One of the most exciting parts of FERP right now is our upcoming Teen Employment Readiness class, tailored specifically for high school students in our military community. This class is coming up fast. We actually have one class today at 10 a.m. and then we have another class Wednesday, April 8th from 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. held here at the Fleet and Family Support Center. In this session, teens will learn how to write a professional federal style resume using powerful methods to make their accomplishments stand out, create strong cover letters that grab attention, identify keywords from job announcements so their applications match their hiring managers, what their hiring managers are looking for, prepare for interviews, including how to answer the common question like tell me about yourself and behavioral questions. Understand unique federal hiring paths such as family of overseas employees and student and recent graduates and more so they can know which opportunities they may qualify for. Whether your teen is looking for a part-time job, a summer position, an internship, or thinking ahead to federal or contractor roles, this class gives them a practical hands-on tools they can use right away. Space is limited, so registration is required. Stop by the Fleet and Family Support Center. Call us at +39 095 562 4291 or DSN 624 4291, or check the Fleet and Family schedule to sign up. This is a free class and it has valuable opportunities to help our military teens get a real head start in the job market. Let's get them ready to shine. If you're a parent, guardian, or teen listening, don't miss out. Come join us April 8th at 2:30 p.m. for the combined teen FERP class with a special focus on navigating federal employment, resumes, and interview techniques.
All great information. So for those of you that are within earshot, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about another really important topic, especially in the month of April, so you don't want to miss out on that. We'll take it back over to the music and make sure you continue to keep it here for more from Fleet and Family.
Stand up like a soldier, baby.
Oh, that was a bit of a throwback. That was Beastie Boys with You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. It is DJ EJ here on this Feel Good Friday. We've got the Fleet and Family Support Center here in the studio with us this morning. And so now I would like to introduce Ricardo Beltran, the Unit Victim Advocate for the SAPR team. And so we're going to get right into it. With the month of April being Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, I think there's some really great things that are happening within Fleet and Family that we want to make you aware of. So first question to you, Ricardo, can you tell us what is a Unit Victim Advocate and what are your roles in the SAPR program?
The Navy Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program exists to prevent sexual assault, support victims, and ensure accountability. Unit Victim Advocates are military members who work within different units. We have gone through the course and are credentialed as advocates. We also alternate working on call, responding to any calls there may be for assistance. We help provide victims with support and inform them of their rights, assisting them along the process. We are also a point of contact in our commands for training and information.
Very good. Thank you so much for that. So in addition to that, with it now being April, can you tell us what events are coming our way?
On April 9th from 11:30 to 12 during USO troop time, we will have our SAPR cake cutting event on NAS2. On April 15th from 10:30 to 11:30 is our Chalk the Walk on NAS2 in front of the Liberty Center. You can help spread love, support, and kindness for survivors in the community by writing messages of hope or inspiration on the sidewalk. On April 16th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., there will be a yoga class on NAS1. Here you can enhance your body and mind connection. And on April 25th, from 11 to 1 p.m., we join MWR Fitness for a color run on Maranai. We encourage all to wear white and get colorful for the run. There will be water stations, food, games, giveaways, and fun for all ages.
Incredible information. Ricardo, thank you so much for that. And for all of our listeners out there, if there's something of interest to you that you would like to participate in, this is a great opportunity for you to get involved, not to mention position to be able to provide that support that's needed. So again, thank you so much for that information from our unit victim advocate to include Fleet and Family. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what Fleet and Family is offering to include the Family Advocacy Program. So definitely don't want to miss out on that. All really incredible information. Here is Sarah Barry Ellis with Brave on 105.9.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug.
That was Jonas Brothers, No Time to Talk. It's DJ EJ here with the Morning Buzz. We've got Fleet and Family here. And so now we're going to talk about the Family Advocacy Program. So what I would like to know, Kelsey, can you tell us what is the significance of the month of April?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning. So for April, of course, we know it as Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Month from the SAPR program. But April is also Child Abuse Prevention Month, which we call CAPM for Family Advocacy. So this year's theme is Powered by Hope, Strengthened by Prevention. So throughout the month of April, we will be raising awareness, fostering community, and helping to implement strategies to prevent child maltreatment and abuse and provide support to families. We will be emphasizing that child abuse is preventable and will safe, stable, and nurturing environments for children through education, awareness, community action, and supportive resources. So myself and my counterpart, Andrea, the Family Advocacy Victim Advocates, will be doing tabling events all over NAS1 and NAS2 for the month of April. You'll see us at the commissary and the next, the USO terminal on NAS2. We'll be over by security, Midtown, the Mini Mart, NATO Hospital. You'll just see us everywhere. So come say hi, grab some prizes, and do an activity with us.
Thank you so much for that. So in addition to April also being Child Abuse Prevention Month, can you tell us what are some upcoming classes does the Family Advocacy Program have?
Thank you so much for asking, because we definitely have a wide variety of classes coming up this month, and we're very excited to share it with our Sigonella community. So on April 23rd, we're going to be doing a co-parenting through separation and divorce class. On May 8th, we're going to have the Four Horsemen of the Relationship Apocalypse class, and that's going to be on teams from 11 to 12. So we're going to be talking about things like criticism, contempt, stonewalling, and defensiveness, things that can kind of infiltrate relationships and not have a great outcome unless we catch it. We also have the Four C's of Couples Communication Crash Course on May 15th, and that's going to be from 10 to 11 at Fleet and Family. Project You, a Crash Course of Self-Care on May 28th, because in the words of RuPaul, if you can't love yourself, how can you love somebody else?
Good.
Healthy Relationships 101 is going to be on June 18th. And then we have a new class called Not Dependent, and that's actually going to be open to all active duty and activated reserve spouses and adult dependents. We're going to be talking about navigating military life, feelings that come up with moving overseas, basics on pay and legal resources, as well as navigating life transitions. We have an event coming up. This is like a little sneak peek for the month of May, but we're going to be having a walk event in May in Maranai Housing. It's going to be called PAWS, spelled P-A-W-S, for abuse. So this is going to be a walk where members of the community are encouraged to come out with leashed, well-behaved friends, animals, for advocacy of pets that can actually find themselves in parts of domestic violence situations. So the domestic violence hotline actually did a study where they surveyed 2,500 callers, and 97% of them said they would not seek a safe haven location for abuse if they were not able to bring a pet. Additionally, 48% of respondents stated they feared their pet would be injured or killed by an abuser, and 37% said the abuser had already threatened to do something to their pet. So pets can be used as leverage in situations to keep victims in relationships longer. So we at Family Advocacy Program acknowledge the unique barriers that come from living overseas, being in a domestic violence or intimate partner situation, and having animals. So we work alongside our clients and can include pets in safety planning during the process. So we hope to see you all come out in May to support us.
For all of our listeners out there, if there's something that you heard that you are really interested in, make sure that you reach out directly to Fleet and Family. And as a matter of fact, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to put out some contact information, and that way you can take full advantage of all the programs and services that are being offered. So don't go anywhere. Here's Demi Lovato with I Love Me on 105.9.
Flipping through all of these magazines.
That was Miss Nicki Minaj with Pink. Friday Girls is DJ EJ here. There is so much information that has been passed along within the past hour. And so I'm sure if there's anything that you may have heard, any programs, services that are being offered through the Fleet and Family Support Center, what we're going to do now is take a little bit of time, and we're just going to put out some wrap-up points and then also some contact information.
If you would like to receive additional information about our programs and upcoming classes or schedule a one-on-one coaching appointment, please reach out to Fleet and Family team at DSN 624-4291 or +39 095-564291. Our office is located at NAS1 in building 319 on the first floor.
Our numbers, as well as our SLARCs, can be found on our teal Sapra posters that you can find in bathrooms and in high traffic areas all over NAS 1 and NAS 2. But another great resource you can contact confidentially is the DoD Safe Helpline. That number is 877-995-5247. You can get assistance and information anytime, anywhere. You can also go to their website at safehelpline.org.
Please feel free to reach out to Fleet and Family Support Center to get in contact to sign up for any of our classes. You can also reach out to have our team come out to you at the command level. So leaders, if you see anything in our guide that you think would be helpful to your people, we can come out and do it on a command basis. And as always, our FAP duty line is available 24/7. That's going to be +39 335 737 0978.
Perfect. I want to thank all three of you for being here. And for all of our listeners, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. Listen, Fleet and Family is really incredible when it comes to these things. They are amazing when it comes to meeting you right where you are. And just like that, it looks like that brings us to the end of the 7 o'clock hour. I think that happened just a little too fast for my liking. However, that is quite all right, too, because as always, make sure you continue to keep it here. We've got your news and sports, and we've got even more music and more information to follow. So you don't want to miss out on any of that information. Here's Michael Jackson with Wanna Be Starting Something. Wanna be starting something. Get the beat started, son.